This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studio in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit shoptalkpodcaststudio.com.
Hey, y'all. Hey, how y'all doing? I know it's been such a long time, and I am so brokenhearted that I kept you guys away for so long. Like, I am heartbroken. Sincerely, I miss you all very much, and we are back at Heels and Pantyhose Podcast, okay? And it's your girl, Donnie Dawn, and let me just tell y'all, I was away for so long because life happens, right? And when life happens, you have to take a moment to reset. And I needed to reset, redirect, reconstruct, restyle, rebrand, and just relax. I needed this time to relax. And that's what I want a lot of you entrepreneurs out there to do. When you feel as though everything is just coming at chaos towards you, and it's friction, frustration in the business as well as your personal, everything is just colliding amongst one another, take a moment to reset. Because sometimes you need to refocus. And when you do that, you know the right direction to go for your next move, to make it your best move. And that's what I did. So please forgive me. And I just want to touch on, too, for all y'all who did stay tuned and listen to the Suit and Tie edition, where we had a lot of great male hosts that assisted us during that time. I hope to bring them back again, some of them. Well, and when I say some of them, not like all of them weren't the best. They were all great. But I want to bring some of them back and have a mix. Audience, you know, a mixed group of people the next time we do co-hosting for season 3, because this is getting close to the end of season 2 of Heels and Pantyhose podcast. And I just really enjoyed that edition for Suit and Tie because we got to touch on the male perspective of the business world, because it's predominantly men. But as women entrepreneurs, we learned that we're not different. The only thing that's different about us must be our gender. So thank you to all the gentlemen who did come on and assist for Heels and Pantyhose Podcast. And I look forward to having you all back again. But the next time we do another one, it will be a mixed group. And I just wanted to just touch on that real quick. So, what's been going on, y'all? Have y'all been missing me as much as I've been missing y'all? Okay, I know y'all say yeah, for sure. So let's chat. Let's talk about all the things that's been going on in the fashion industry, especially because I am a Detroit girl. So we got to talk about what's been going on in Detroit in the fashion community. Since the pandemic occurred, no matter where you go, someone has the audacity to bring up this dang old pandemic, and it shall be me today. So we were like kind of sitting still. We were doing things throughout the city of Detroit, really great pop-up shops, fashion shows and everything. And we had good speaking engagements. It was really, 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 really nice things going on in Detroit. It was so many nice things going on to Detroit that the Bottega Veneta decided to come here, and they came here, and it was amazing how they came here, and they did a grand show for sure. They did the show at the Michigan building on a Thursday night, and it was invite only, and everybody who was invited knew probably back in June, and that's good. Kudos to all of them. No one is upset. No one is disappointed that they didn't get included. What occurred was that y'all attended the show, y'all enjoyed the show, but what was the benefit of the Bottega Veneta? And as I take a hesitation trying to redirect or collect my memory of what occurred during the beginning of the Bottega coming and after they left. It was no benefit to the city of Detroit as a fashionista, for sure, for me. And when I say that, as a wardrobe stylist, we like to pull high-end pieces. We like to have items that could be accessible to us in the city of Detroit to pull. So that's what I mean, the benefit for us. The benefit for those who may have attended was the experience. The benefit for those who may have assisted was the financial benefit, because you were able to sew some of those pieces together, as well as partake in the show. But did they take you with? Did they take you back with them to Italy? Did they include their contact information for you to be able to call them whenever you need something immediately, expeditiously sent to you? See, and this is why I'm taking these long hesitations, because let's chat about it. The thing about having a podcast and what will help continue to grow our listeners is if y'all make comments on Apple Music. Make comments on each podcast. Make comments on the podcast collectively. That would assist, because this is a conversation that definitely needs to be spoken upon, because everybody was so ecstatic that they came that people were trying to figure out how to be a part of it that weren't a part of it. And that's okay, because I was one of those people like, okay, I want to come. I want to attend. I want to see what it's about. I want to see it from a fashion show production portion. I want to see it as a wardrobe stylist, a fashion lover. I want to see these things. But when I started realizing that it was an invite only, well, dang, if it's invite only, okay, so did anybody ask the questions that prior to attending? Okay, so what y'all gonna do after y'all leave? Are y'all going to partner with a storefront and leave pieces here for us? Are you guys going to leave us your creative director's contact information? Are we going to have our own City of Detroit models a part of this fashion show? Are y'all gonna partner with any of the extravagant designers that we have here for a piece of the collection? Crickets. And maybe that's just who I am. Maybe I'm just like Angela Davis for the fashion community, that I just be like, hey, I got questions. And if the answers don't sound fair, then I don't want to move forward with it, and I don't want to be a part of it. And I know I'm a rare breed. It's only far a few of us that's like that. But then people went and y'all attended and y'all stayed. And y'all stayed and y'all were a token. And now that they have left, I hope that, you know what I'm saying, somebody responds back and let me know. What am I missing that was a benefit for the fashion community that's going to be feasible for all of us? Because then they did a pop-up shop, Bottega, that the prices were for the rich people. So what was the benefit again? And when I say the rich people, I mean, as a fashionista, I'm sorry, but I like to bargain. I like nice pieces for sure. But ready-to-wear wear is really nice to have in our collection at a feasible price. So something that, you know, that was a fair enough price for everyone to say, hey, I got this when Bottega came to Detroit. And last but not least, are you upset? No, I don't think anyone who was not included should be upset. I know I'm not upset. I'm not upset because it wasn't for me. And learning that certain tables are not for you allows you to not be upset within the fashion industry. It just lets you know and reassures you that God has something better for you. And that wasn't that for you. And those who feel as though, were you left out? Did you feel like you were left out? Like you got to go harder? No, you ain't got to go harder. You doing exactly what you're supposed to do. you know, when it's your turn, you show out completely, show all the way out when it's your turn. And you show out so hard that the narrative is so different that people want to know why you weren't included in certain conversations, or why you weren't included at certain tables, why you weren't included at the Bottega Veneta. And the thing is, you not thinking about why I wasn't included. You grateful. Be grateful that you were left out of that portion of the pie. You were left out on that level of the ladder. That's okay. Because the thing is, when those conversations occur and you're not in the midst of it, the ones that are in the midst of it probably didn't want you a part of those conversations, because they probably fear the fact that once you are a part of those conversations, you might pull a you on them or them on them, when they don't understand that you're nothing like that. You're fair. And fair people finish first. Fair. Always. Because you do everything intentional. All right. So, which brings me to my other part of the Bottega, Detroit. Really? Was it really Detroit? Bottega Detroit. Because everything was just blasted, like Fashion Bomb Daily. You saw it in Vogue. You saw it in, I mean, dang, our news coverage was covering this, okay? You saw it in Glam magazines. You saw it everywhere. Everybody was talking about it. Talk. And then amongst ourselves as the fashion community of Detroit, we was like, or Michigan, let's just solidify it for Michigan. We was like, dang, I didn't know about it. Some of us did, some of us didn't. Whoop-de-whoop, you know what I'm saying? We kicked the breeze. We feel great, right? But Bottega Detroit, really? No. Because if it was really Detroit, for Detroiters, we would have some type of piece of it still here. And if it was really a great move, we would have had some type of benefit with Daniel Lee being a part of it and being here in the fashion community, that somebody, you know what I'm saying, would have stepped up and been like, yo, it was, we good. Like, they did this, that, whatever. But that's not the case or the conversation. Because if that was the case or the conversation, why did Daniel Lee leave Bottega Veneta? Yeah, plot thickens. He's no longer a part of it. Some may say it's because of the backlash from Detroit doing it here. Or some people say they didn't like the green collection that was showcased. I think it was pretty dope. I like the green. Maybe because my last name is green. Maybe because the color of money is green. I don't know. But that green was a popping green to me. It didn't bother me. And maybe because the color palette with the white, the green, it was nice. And the black. I enjoyed that collection thoroughly. But who knows? Me, personally, I predict that he stepped down because he saw something here in the city of Detroit that would be beneficial for the fashion community eventually. But we have to sit still long enough to redirect, refocus, and reconstruct and relax, because all eyes is on the city of Detroit. Everyone is thinking and seeing us as being the next garment city for fashion, Detroit as the fashion city. And if that's the case, once they left, the conversation of Bottega Detroit that occurred in October is mid-November. No one's talking about it. No one's mentioning anything else about it. Like, everybody else was angry for a hot second, and now everyone is over it. And if you are here in the city of Detroit and you know that all eyes are still on us because of this fashion show, you should literally be putting your best foot forward for 2022. And the reason is because this is the time to reconstruct, redirect, and really come out with some banging ass content for your fashion business. Grow within so that it can grow outward, right? And literally last week, I was watching the news And they did a beautiful coverage of our manufacturers here. And a lot of people in the city of Detroit don't even know that we have this here, that our fashion designers. And we do have manufacturers here who can do garments, who can sew the garments for you, who can do the stitching and embroidery for you. You don't have to take your business elsewhere. And that's where we need to band together, because by us banding together as a community, things of this such nature of Bottega Detroit can't come back to Detroit. And that's where we need to really understand. If we have that network like they have in Chicago, New York, LA, then this wouldn't occur. They literally tried that in a whole nother city, and they was like, nah, you can't do that here. But we didn't have anybody saying, nah, you can't do that here. Everybody was, okay, on board. And I have been in attendance to those invite-only events, and it's great for the moment, but afterwards, all of the fluff, it doesn't reside for long. It's just fluff, okay? And I just want y'all to really, 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 really just focus on what is going to be y'all next move. Because if you don't make it your next move, your best move, you're going to be overlooked. And this is for all my fashion people in the city of Detroit. Because I urge you all to jump on this wave and continue to surf it out. Because we are bigger than what we think we are. And it's no need to go anywhere else, because we are that shit here. Back in the day, in the 70s, when you do your history on the fashion of the city of Detroit, kings and queens used to fly in just to see our fashion shows. We are epic. We are the definition of fashion. We are the definition of the fashion city. We create it. When you go to different states, they see it. In different countries, they can feel it. They can tell in our style and our walk that we got a whole different about us. So I just urge us all to just stick in there and really, you know what I'm saying, brainstorm and really, really do something that's going to be like, dang, that was amazing. And the narrative will change. The narrative will go to, dang, how can I be a part of this dope ass fashion community instead of us accent outsiders? How can I be a part of that? They should definitely assist with us with asking us that question. We shouldn't assist them with asking them how we can be a part of something, and we're natives. You feel me? Okay, y'all. So hold on 1 second, y'all. Hold on, hold on. I'm going through my notes. I want to make sure I touch on everything with the Bottega, because I'm not gonna hold y'all up. Like, I felt some type of way. I did. And I used that as motivation for my fashion community of Dusk Till Dawn on what can we do to impact our city and make it impactful. When I say impactful, I don't mean a profit. I mean impactful for the longevity that the ones coming after us that's upcoming in the fashion community won't have to leave Detroit. They can stay here and we'll be able to provide them the same thing they might find somewhere else. They can have it right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, right here. We can have that here for them, a nice fashion production company. We can have that here for them to learn, for them to grow, learning how to pull as a wardrobe stylist, learning how to have insurance for your company as a wardrobe stylist. It's so many different levels about being a wardrobe stylist that we're going to have to do this again. I'm going to have to give y'all like 30 minutes keynotes on what it is to be a wardrobe stylist. We'll do that for next episode for sure, because I know that people want to know how to get started in the movie industry, how to get started as a wardrobe stylist and in videos or at fashion shows. Like, these are the things that y'all want to know. And I want to be able to provide as much information I can to you all. But at the same time, I like for y'all to contact me. Leave notes again. Once again, I got to say it again. Leave notes and messages underneath this podcast episode. Let me know y'all feedback, because I want to answer some of y'all questions y'all might have. For sure. Okay. So let's see. The other thing, so we talked about the business, the fashion, what's been going on in the fashion business, as I said before. The Bottega Detroit, that was like the most banging out thing that occurred since I've been away. Okay. So let's get into the business, you guys. Oh, business. Okay. Because it's about to be on and popping. Okay. All right. So the business portion, what I want to talk about, let's just take a minute. Let me get a sip of water. Okay, so the business portion. Let's go right now. Y'all not ready. Hope I'm giving y'all time to get y'all pens and papers. All right, so while I was on my leave from you all, yes, and I did breathe in y'all ear because this is a lot, so I hope y'all ready. Let's just talk about not being afraid to ask for help. It's so important that you find out what your weaknesses are as an entrepreneur and not shy away from them. Don't shy away from whatever your weaknesses is, because once you learn your weakness, no one can make you feel weak, you know, from the outside. And the way you learn about your weakness is by failure. And when you're an entrepreneur, you will fail at something. And it's not everything, but you'll fail at something, but you have to get yourself back up. And every time you get yourself back up, you're learning. But if you see repetitively, like, this is not your strength in this category, you need to ask for help. And it's not going to hurt you if you go to school about it. If you take a class about it, it won't hurt you at all. But it won't hurt you as well if you know a friend or a family member who might know this lingo, or they might know this category that you need help with, for them to handle that portion for you. Hire them. You can ask them to be an intern for you, or ask for an internship. Like, post on Handshake, which is an app that you actually got to set up your account via website, then you can assess everything through the app. But the app is more so for like the college kids. So if you're a college kid and you're listening and you want to learn any form of business, Handshake is the app that you can go through. My apologies. But for the businesses, the entrepreneurs, you have to use the website. Yes. And you post what you would like to have an intern for, and it could be pay, non-paid position. And then you have to receive approval from the website before you can even post the ad for internship. So ask for help, because the best decision I did was asking for help when it comes to my social media content. I am like really focused on anything that engages my attention. So when it comes to social media, I have Heels and Pantyhose podcast, I have Dust Till Dawn, and What's Next DTD, and then my personal page, right? And running all of those social media channels for me, for Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, it's a lot, and it takes away from my family time. It takes away from my balance for myself, my personal time, because I'm just indulging in everything, like click, 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 check, 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 check. And I need to just take a beat and move away, right? And so by me asking for help for social media, the young lady who's doing this for me, she's amazing. And this is what she went to school for. So she's like badass for this. I was like literally amateur posting. This young lady is the business. So make sure you check out our Instagram page, Heels and Pantyhose Podcast, because Malia, you are that chick, okay? And Dust Till Dawn as well. She's handling that for me. So she's amazing. And okay, let's talk about the other part of business, which is the company you keep. Okay. And you should really think about investing in having business friends. And when I say business friends, like if you have your friends and your family who are already active entrepreneurs and they are amateur veterans, just entering the game, whatever, because there's nothing wrong with being an amateur. Okay. Because that's fine. But just entering the game amongst any, you know, amongst the conversations that y'all will have is going to be so profitable, baby. Because listen, I need y'all to really take a moment and really listen. You listening? Y'all all probably experiencing the same shit. And then out of all y'all experiencing the same shit, one of y'all probably experienced it, mastered it, and you can teach somebody. You can teach another person how to succeed and to get to where you at. And when you surround yourself with like-minded individuals and in the business industry, everybody has a respect for the level of stress that you might be going through, and they're going to tell you, you need to reset and relax. And you can hear it from somebody from the outside, and it could be a loved one or whatever the case may be. But for somebody who knows that they worked a 9-to-5 just like you are and running a business 24/7, when they say it too, you be like, you know what, you right, I do. But how did you get to the position where you were able to retire from corporate America? And those friends who are not going to shy away from you and give you the key plans to teach you on pricing points so you can learn how to live off of your business. Woo, child. Those people right there, those your people, okay? Get those people if you ain't got those people, okay? And you need to literally value that friendship amongst each other, because that's very rare to teach each other, how the heck am I going to retire from corporate America and live off of this income? Because you know this is your passion, you know this is your purpose, but now you have to make it profitable so that you can do what? Relax and run your business 24/7. But you know what? You're going to love doing it because this is what you do, right? All right. And so then you have to have faith in your business. And when I say have faith in your business, amongst outside noise, people might tell you you're crazy. You don't know what you're doing. Okay, that's cute. Your little business, that's cute. God gave you that sight, baby. God gave you that vision, okay? And that's what he put in you. He poured that into you. So can't nobody see what God poured into you but you. And let me just tell you the reason why I'm so adamant about having faith in your business is I recall several years ago when I said, this is what I'm going to do and be a fashion stylist. And I can't wait because I'm going to travel the world. I'm going to style like upcoming artists. I might even style like current artists, actresses, actors. Like, this is going to be what I do. And I'm not going to come out with a clothing line. I'm going to own this. I'm going to do that. And this was 8 years ago. And I won't forget when somebody who was close to me said, that's cute or whatever, but I really think you need to just take one thing on at a time. And I don't really think this is for you. I don't think you're really going to do well. Well, baby, I'm so glad I didn't listen to her. Yes, I'm taking all the exhales with y'all, okay? Because, whoo, child, ain't that deep. All right. So I was like, dang, I'm so glad 8 years later I didn't listen to somebody who I really confided in, who was close to me, my homegirl, sister from another. When she said that, I was just like, damn, is that like hateration? Like, what you don't think that's for me? And I just didn't let that grow within me. I didn't water that seed that she tried to plant on me. No, this is for me because God put it on me because he poured it in me. And he put it on me to execute this as my purpose because I love people. And when I say I love people, I just love the different personalities, the different the different lingo that different artists might say for when they be feeling fashionable is hilarious to me. But when I say hilarious, it's not that I'm laughing at them. I'm laughing at the person who said that this wasn't for me. And I'm just grateful for the opportunities that God has presented for me to grow within the fashion industry and the people who were currently, the people who hired me as a fashion stylist that turned into family. I appreciate them. And you have to understand that when that relationship changes from a client to family, the respect for business is always still there because that's what it, where it started at. So it's always respect for that. Now, let's talk about not only having faith, but you have to put the work in. It's not just going to land in on your doorstep. God just can't pour it in you. And, oh, success. No, you have to put the work in. On days that you don't feel like talking to somebody, on days that you don't feel like leaving the house, on days that you don't feel like sending out the email, on days that you just don't want to create that reel, you have to. You really, really have to, because faith without work is dead. And you have to put the work in, because scared money don't make money. I got all the little analogies I can keep on telling you, honey. You have to put the work in. Do it for yourself. Do it for your children. Do it for your children's children. Do it for your children's children, children's children. Do it for the generations coming after you, because you're breaking generational curses. So that pressure that you're feeling, that's only going to birth the gem that you are. Literally birth them. Birthing all gems, diamonds, that's it. And you have to understand this. You have to work towards those goals. And sometimes you attend panelist discussions and they say like, oh, I just decided to do it. Or yeah, it just happened. It doesn't just happen. Don't allow social media to fool you. Fool you. It doesn't just happen. Work had to be put in for work to be going on behind the scenes. God sees you moving and doing XYZ. He gonna bless you for sure. And then give yourself some grace. You have to allow yourself grace, because as you give yourself grace, you'll be easy to give others grace, because nobody's perfect. Nobody is perfect. And the sooner you understand that you are that person that's not perfect, then you won't expect perfection out of everything. And that's where grace comes in. In order for you to receive grace from others, you have to give grace. So give yourself some grace, okay? All right, so let's do a quick story real quick. I just really want to touch on something really, really quick, because we're doing this podcast, Dating in Your 30s, right? And the reason why we're doing the podcast coming up December 4th. Once again, we're doing a live podcast December 4th called Dating in Your 30s. And we're doing this live podcast because my good bro Ken, he was on here during the suit and tie edition. And one of the things that he ain't have time for was the Dating in Your 30s. Now, the live show that we will be doing is going to be December 4th, 4 to 8 p.m. And it's going to be at the Side Piece. Yes, I said it. Dating in Your 30s at the Side Piece. I think that's so catchy. Saturday, December 4th, 4 to 8 p.m. I'm telling y'all this because, listen, you got to click the link in the bio at Heels and Pantyhose Podcast. Click the link in the bio at Heels and Pantyhose Podcast and purchase your ticket. We are selling limited amount of tickets, 30 to be exact. And what else do I want y'all to know? We have limited seating, 30, once again, to be exact. And what else I want y'all to know? You got to click your link in the bio, right? why am I keep on pointing y'all in the direction of clicking the link in a bio and purchasing your tickets? Because we will not be selling tickets at the door. We are not selling tickets at the door because we want to make sure that we keep this a very nice and close, intimate type of conversation. We don't want it to be crowded in there. As well as the most important thing I think y'all also need to know is that with your ticket purchase, we are offering complimentary drinks. And the grab bags is not your typical grab bags. It's going to be a great grab bag, trust me, because I'm a whole fashionista. So I'm going to make sure, one thing's for certain, two things for sure, my goodness, you will be taken care of with those grab bags. The early bird tickets are on sale until the 27th, and those tickets are $25. Get your tickets while they last, for sure, for the early bird special. These early bird tickets are selling very quickly, and once again, no tickets will be sold at the door. General admission tickets are $35. We do not have VIP because everybody is VIP. Everybody is a very important person. And you have to know that this too, this is not a relationship advice panel. We are literally just going to be kicking the breeze, talking about different topics. And yes, I said kicking the breeze for sure. Talking about different topics of what you didn't expect to be experiencing in your 30s when you're in your 20s or when you're 16, right? Like, oh yeah, because when I turn 30, this. And then you get in your 30s and you be like, oh, it's ghetto. Whoa. So let me get this right. You lied about your age, sir. You said that you were 32, but you're really 37. But you feel like you had to lie because you're not where you want to be at 37. Oh, okay. Those type of topics. It will be an open panel discussion. So you can talk to talk to the panelists while we're recording, as well as it will be different topics that you can ask and we can discuss about it as a room. I'm looking forward to this podcast because I think that when you're in your 30s, it's like being in your 20s with money and more responsibility. And then you can experience in your 30s just breaking up with somebody that you've been with since you was 20, and that's all you were familiar with. And now here you are. Like, whoa, this is really crazy. Like, I thought this girl was crazy. And when I say crazy, not chemically unbalanced, I mean, like, whatever a man perspective of what it is when they call a woman 30, a woman crazy 30. I don't know. I can't make this up because this is why we have men on the panel, because we need them to answer some questions for us, okay? You know, we're going to talk about intimacy. We're going to talk about how important sex is. And then we'll talk about why it's hard to date entrepreneurs if you're an entrepreneur. Stuff like that. I don't know. It's just going to be really great. I mean, I know all the topics, but we're going to have different topics to touch on. We'll talk about style, like how you want your girl to dress. You know what I'm saying? How do you want your guy to dress in your 30s? Like, do you think that he should still be wearing jerseys? Do you think he should be in gym shoes? Like, let's talk about all of these great things about what you experience in your 30s. And I think you guys will be definitely in for a treat. I know y'all will. I hate to say I know, but I know y'all will. The panelists are amazing. We have Catalina, we have Kiko, we have Alicia, we have Chris Davis, we have Jamar, we have Ken Walker, we have Ant on the panel discussion, okay? And all of these young 30-something are very, 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 very single. Yes, I had to say very, very, very single. No, but they're very single, but they're dating. And when you're dating, what does that mean? Let's talk about that. Like, are you dating one person? Are you dating multiple people? But they are single, and we're just going to discuss. I'm going to be the mediator. D2 is going to be the event host, and he will be hopefully a mediator as well, as he probably picks random questions himself to ask amongst the group. But it's going to be awesome. You got to make sure you click your link click the link in the bio, purchase your tickets, because limited tickets are available for purchase. We are having only 30 tickets for sale. We will not sell tickets at the door. So please buy your tickets early. I would hate to turn y'all away because we will not have tickets available for purchase at the door. Okay. So make sure you click the link in the bio. And that is my quick story time. That was my quick story time for sure, you guys. Y'all have to stay tuned for when that episode releases, because we will be recording it December 4th. It's going to be an amazing time talking amongst all of these people. And especially because I know that I've heard the conversations, and I know that when we go out and people hear us talking about different things and their point of view, the table next to us be like, oh, let me join this conversation too. So it's going to be fun. So make sure you click the link in the bio. My other quick story time is, let me think. I really do have a quick story I want to tell y'all. The quick story I want to tell y'all is, and it's really not a story, it's just more so a statement. To understand that although you were not invited or included in any event, any discussion, don't let that or them define your destiny. I really, really want y'all to think about that. Let that marinate, because a lot of things that you might not be included in or invited to, that was not your final destination. All right. So with that being said, you know what I'm excited about, and I can't wait to talk about these things with y'all. So here we are. This is going to be a good time. I hope y'all enjoyed the conversation with just mwah. Me, and it was beneficial. Okay. So with that being said, what I want to talk about with y'all next is, hold on, cause y'all know what it is. Y'all buckling up. Y'all ready for this? All right. Things I ain't got time for, honey. All right. Cause child, it's been a while, but I'm gonna keep it short. Cause I know I can talk about this daily. And you know how it is. We can talk about the things we ain't got time for. It can be a positive, it can be a negative, it could be a jokey joke, but I do want to talk about the things I ain't got time about for today. All right. Things I ain't got time for today is, it's too goddamn gone early for this Christmas time music. Now, Christmas time is my favorite time of season. Please believe me. I love me a good Let It Snow, okay? By Boyz II Men for sure. But bruh, it's too early. And number two, Instagram, what the heck is shadow banning and what is the benefit of it? Wait. Oh, the benefit is for those who bought followers and those who bought likes. That's the reason why Instagram came out with shadow banning. If you don't know, now you learn today. And I think it's really crazy because you're messing with our timeline. You're messing with everything that was just, you know, how it flows through Instagram. You don't see something that somebody posted until like 10 days later. I ain't got time for that. And then number three, things I ain't got time for, is TikTok being my social media teacher. Literally, I can sit on TikTok and learn about how to earn followers, how to earn, how to get likes on Instagram, how to create the fashion reel on Instagram. Like TikTok literally is the how-to of video, quick second, like seven second videos that you can really just watch really quickly and be like, damn, bet I didn't even have to go on Google. Like TikTok got it, right? And the other thing I ain't got time for, I love Insecure. And this is the final freaking season of Insecure. But for some odd reason, I got to stay off of social media on Sunday, on Monday, because everybody ruins the goddamn on episodes. And I know everybody ain't like me. Everybody ain't thinking like, oh, you going to binge watch it? Like, I'm going to binge watch it because I'm binge watching Insecure. But y'all tell me everything I don't want to know because y'all watched it and y'all posted it. And especially on Instagram because people make memes and stuff like that. So I just got to stay off of social media on Sunday and Monday and sometimes Tuesday because, once again, the algorithms is all messed up. And let's talk about the snow. Although it's really not snow, it's not accumulating to anything. It's just like a snowy, rainy mix. I still ain't got time for the snow because it could literally just wait to snow after Valentine's Day. Like February 15, 2022, you can snow, do all you want to do, but we ain't got to have snow today. No, we ain't. That's because I'm a winter baby. And I don't want it to snow on my birthday. And that's because Heels and Pantyhose live podcast is in the wintertime, December 4th. And I don't want it to snow that day. So, Jesus, you hear me? No snow. Okay. We don't even need to have snow on Christmas. Snow can literally happen the day after Valentine's Day, 2022. And things I ain't got time for. I ain't got time for fact finders, like people who like hear a story and then they want to go and put on a Inspector Gadget freaking coat. And now they out here trying to get all the information, trying to learn all the tea so that, hey, listen, you listening to me? I don't like y'all fact finders because, first of all, one side of the story was what you got and that's all you needed. You don't need to add more people into your story, okay? Ain't nobody got time for y'all. And what you got to know is the only way a fish get caught is by opening its mouth. Yeah, I'm on my country girl thing for the things I ain't got time for today. People who only see you as the old you, I ain't got time for you. Like, how can we all be growing, but the only retrospect or the only way that you can talk about a person or describe a person is the old person that you knew of them? And people grow, because if you're growing, you should hope that the people around you are growing. So who you're describing from in the past, that's the only person you know is the past person. And I ain't got time for you, because if you talk to somebody more often, you'll never have to describe the character of who they used to be. And I ain't got time for people like that. All right, let's see here. I ain't got time for the moment that I said that I can't wait to grow up. 12-year-old you, child, what the heck was you thinking when you said, I can't wait until I grow up? Because being an adult is ghetto. And it comes with a lot of responsibilities. And I don't know how the adults that's been adulting way longer than me were doing it. And the only thing I could think of is that we just have too many options. Right? Like, we have too many things that we can do. We have social media. We have ways to buy items off of websites. We got too many things that we can do. We literally have abilities that was invented during the pandemic that really, it was really pushed. Here I go again. I ain't got time for it. Mentioning a damn pandemic. But listen, grocery shopping. Somebody can literally grocery shop for you and drop it off at your doorstep. Thanks, Amazon. Add more to my addiction of being an Amazon buyer. Thank you. Okay. And then what I ain't got time for is this little tidbit that I really sat here and thought about one day with my good sis Liz. That when you were born in the 80s, you literally experienced 3 fashion trends of the 90s. Think about it. And hairstyle trends. Then you experience the 2000s. Then you went to 2010. And now here we are in the 2020s, 2021 to be exact. And all of these different things that we have seen, we done went through a lot of decades amongst ourselves that was born in the 80s. But really what I ain't got time for is that I literally sat still and thought about that. And how many fashion trends, hairstyle trends, and nail trends that took place in the 90s. Like, think about it. The other thing I don't have time for is how long I've been sleeping on Rachel Rogers. Shout out to my homegirl, Alicia Nicole, because sis put me up on, okay? Rachel Rogers, this woman, she's been around forever, and I just learned about her, okay? The other thing I don't have time for is my addictions to Shein. Like, at first, I was, like, sleeping on that whole little app. But then when you start going in there and you start finding a whole bunch of different pieces of clothes that you can wear. And now they have men's clothes available on Shein. So they put in Fashion Nova to shame. I really don't have time for Fashion Nova because they steal from black designers. And that's the things that I don't have time for this week of Heels and Pantyhose podcast. I wanted to take y'all back for as long as I've been missing y'all, but that would have been a list of at least 100 things I ain't got time for. But what I do have time for is y'all. Continue to be great. Have a blessed and prosperous week. And thank you again. Ladies, click your heels twice. Fellas, fix your ties. And this is Heels and Pantyhose podcast.